This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hill Notes brought to you this Monday morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
How are they today, Shime?
Pretty good, Greg. We got some good ones today.
All right. When the mood strikes, you can leave us a voice note on any topic. You do it on the Odyssey app. You see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. If you have yet to download the app, you should. It's very simple. Download it. Then you can listen to us from anywhere, whenever you want, day or night, any part of the continental U.S. And Hawaii and Alaska. All right, Shime, let them rip.
That intro is straight landfill. Trash it.
All right. Thanks. I mean, I did my best. I thought I found a new song that would work, and I failed again. Yeah. So we'll go back to TikTok boom tomorrow, I guess.
Well, Greg, I present to you the duality of man.
Yes, correct.
Sean, you did a fantastic job on that new intro. Great work. It's a paradigm shift. Nobody wants to embrace it yet. I think if they gave it a little bit, they would enjoy it. However, your previous work was so good, it's not like we can just abandon that. I think maybe one day a month, we throw alternate introduction day out there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Maybe it is something that you just need to hear more than once. Like, you need to hear it a couple times to get used to it.
Hey, Courtney, I listen to the show all the time, and I love you. I got a text message from my boyfriend yesterday. He told me he never wanted to see me again, but what I really think he meant was he loves me, and I'm super awesome, and we're going to get married and have kids together. That's what he really meant, right?
Nailed it.
I think that guy had you on his podcast.
Courtney, the other day you mentioned that you have your sleep routine down to a T. My question to you is, does this sleep routine cost north or south of $1,000?
I would say south.
That's a north.
Yeah.
You have the things that you wear over your eyes.
Yeah.
You have the light out curtains or whatever it is.
Tempur-Pedic.
You have
to wake you up. Special pillowcase.
Right.
Just a special pillowcase. Now, I will say DM's bought herself a new pillow for $100. What an absolute waste of money
that is. Wow. Money well spent.
No.
Is it like one of foam pillows?
It doesn't pillow like pillows.
I thought you had a My Pillow only policy.
I used to have a My Pillow.
Those endorsements dried up, Curtis. Mike Lindell struggling in this economy.
Yeah.
But apparently it's the greatest thing ever. It comes in this bag packet. It's just like a pillow is a pillow.
No, that's like that's
the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I've had my same pillow for 100 years and it's fine.
It probably is disgusting.
Yeah. I just crunch the thing up and mold it into the form that I want.
Disgusting.
Well, some of them foam pillows, so you don't have to do all that.
Right.
Because they're a little bit more firmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the big deal? It's not worth $100. I don't think.
I think.
The only thing worse than the show's new open is Courtney's take on what Dan Hurley said. Holy crap. Did you get to Wiggy's edible baggie this morning?
Yep. Boy, that was a wild one. And then you came right at me when I was just trying to figure out what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, because you gave me that look that I could see the crazy in your eyes.
I couldn't understand it. Yeah. I was like, what?
No, it was a swing and a miss. It was a swing and a miss.
Yeah. I was just asking.
No, the thing is, I don't have the bracket, you know, just in my mind at all times. So when I was when I saw the video of Dan Hurley, I said, oh, we must be telling them, you know, that Florida screwed him. I don't know.
Get a bill and be careful. Like Florida's getting ready to play Bill.
Right.
I mean, and you said, "Well, you're acting like my take is dumb."
Well, no, I said you think my take's dumb. I mean, that's fine. And it was.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah.
In this case,
Cinderella.
Hey, Hillman. The opener for the show should just be WOLD by Harry Chapin. You don't need anything else.
Mm. Harry Chapin has some great songs.
It's really the music selection that I think, because the drops, we've all talked about it, like the drops are always funny.
Yeah,
Sean does a good job.
Does a great job on that.
Right, so it's always really the music and the difference of opinions when it comes to the music selection.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, do you want to try to pick one?
I think if we throw...
Well, why don't you throw one out there?
I'll throw a song out there. I'll give Shyam a couple songs. Okay.
Can I give a quick... because we're ripping Courtney with the text thread.
Yeah.
Wiggy sent a text that made no sense to me.
What was that?
It was that more money is bet on March Madness than the Super Bowl. There's 70 games in March Madness.
Yeah, but
there's
that...
one Super Bowl. That is the dumbest stat I've ever seen. Of course there's more money.
But that wasn't for me. That was just from Clutch Sports. I was just sending you what Clutch Sports was saying.
No, but you were obviously intrigued by it without maybe thinking it through. Like,
no, I was just... I saw it on social media and it was...
thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that, you know, and I sent it to the group. It wasn't like... if you wanted to use it as a lead or something, maybe Shyam likes it or whatever, it was from Clutch Sports. I'm just throwing something. It ain't
appreciate
my opinion.
That.
You
appreciate
know what I mean?
That. Yep. Appreciate it.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Curtis, I hear you complaining about me not spending money. Listen, I'm not your daddy. Your daddy's not walking through that door. Thank you, Greg.
Well, spent some money,
to
be fair. So... I don't know what's going on when it comes to the wide receiver and who it's going to be, and I keep guessing that maybe they've decided that it is going to be Travis Hunter, and he is looking forward to that opportunity. And
well, that's if he gets to you, Greg. I mean, the Giants signed Jameis Winston; they're out of the quarterback.
They're not out of it, Shyam. They're going to sign Shedeur Sanders.
It just seems like there is really no. Like, the only plan that they had was Chris Godwin. So, like, there was no plan B, C.
Well, they thought about Diggs. I mean, they brought Diggs in.
All right.
They took him to Davio's at Patriot Place, so they were willing to spend some money on
All right, so.
Hopefully the sauce didn't break.
Hopefully they got him the warm seafood tower, which Davio's is known for.
Well, the spring rolls, too.
Steak
He's trying to get back in shape. He could order off the Awaken 180 menu there.
The steak and cheese spring roll is what they are known for.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that the chicken parm one is better.
Chicken palm, pretty good.
Do you
really
agree?
Good. I like the chicken palm a little bit.
And the buffalo chicken spring roll, also surprisingly good.
Yeah. That's why I can't wait to the Gloucester trip, because my boy Dave D is going to blow your mind. He is the owner of Know Your Roll, and they do whatever you want. They
Their
have
roll?
A chicken caprese one.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh.
That is spectacular.
A little pesto in there?
Yeah, a pesto, the balsamic.
Oh.
If you want... Davey D'Ambrosio, if you want a chicken palm,
know your role.
He'll know your role. He'll do a chicken palm for you, whatever you want.
When
pizza,
is he bringing those?
He's gonna be. He has a food truck station that area that they'll be out for the Gloucester. And he's like, I want to come and.
So
bring
he's gonna
you.
Come with the food truck somewhere near the Beauport Hotel
and bring a bunch.
Road show.
Yeah, he'll bring a bunch. Lead it the week up to it. He'll bring a bunch for us in studio.
Oh,
fantastic,
Greg. I just drove into a ditch because I was banging my head listening to that intro this morning.
Is that good or bad?
I know.
I said the same thing.
It's a headbanger.
Right. I assume good.
Yeah, so I would imagine that's a good thing.
Maybe we should give it another try tomorrow.
I'd say give it another run. Can't be one and done. Got to at least give it another chance.
One and done.
Nah, you got to give another chance. Everybody deserves.
I don't hate that guy's idea of just like one random day a month. We just throw out a brand new intro.
Okay.
Just for like a day. And it's like, boom, a little spice to your day.
Right. Okay.
Get the reaction, see what people think. And if people like it, we can mix it in more often. Right. If they hate it, we throw it away. Right.
Kind of like when you have Lauren hit you with an object as opposed to an open fist.
No. I prefer that on a daily basis.
Yes. Hey, are you surprised that kid has $100,000 in NIL deals? That's how much you had in dinner comps last year.
Good point.
Amir, Courtney said he is raking it in.
Yeah, well into six figures is
right.
The report.
Courtney
right,
actually said wealthier than Buffett?
That's what he tells you.
Well, 12 NIL deals. Mm-hmm.
Just for just for carrying a radio.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's big on social media.
If he makes six figures, I will jump into traffic.
You guys, he has almost 100,000 followers on Instagram. People that have that and are not on TV for March Madness make that. So
they're not always, though. No, not always.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a misconception of,
you make a whole lot more on social media than you think.
My boy Bean Shooter's got over 300,000 on social media. Yeah.
And what's he making?
What is Bean Shooter known for?
Bean Shooter is known for...
Santo loves Bean Shooter.
Yeah, he does a lot of videos.
He does.
Is he the kid
pulls up
like
to people that get into car accidents and he says like, you can't park there.
Oh, that's your guy?
Or he goes up to them with the Dunkin' Donuts and and he'll say, hey, you want this? And then he'll dump it on the ground.
Is Bean Shooter pulling in six figures?
I mean, I'll ask him, but he's got like 300,000
And if
followers.
He's not, then he needs to get better management. Yeah.
And I'll ask C-Money, too. C-Money's another one on social media with a bunch of followers, so I'll ask them.
Just got to capitalize.
How much you say? Well over six figs, right?
Well.
How do you communicate with Bean Shooter normally?
Through text message.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, I'm Courtney, and over the weekend, I had a drink that had some stanky stank in it. And now, y'all, I'm royalty. They call me the highness. I'm high, baby.
That was like a southern twang to me. Right. I liked it.
That's Courtney. If Courtney was from somewhere like in Georgia or South Carolina.
Beach.
I like that voice. You should start incorporating that into your talk.
Okay.
Put some Piper in your voice.
Yeah.
Piper, no. If I were Santo, I am hiding the seltzers.
We have a lot of them in our fridge.
I think I would dump those babies out.
And the more that I talk about it, I'm like,
or anything, but
I should do this again.
I would encourage them.
Oh, I have an idea, Greg.
What?
Santo, has not been treated fairly by this show.
Correct.
If we have a road show that he attends, pop one of those in. Santo won't even know what's going on. You can come to the road show.
That's right.
And it'll just be like water under the bridge.
How much can I pay you to do Courtney's Southern News and do it in an accent like that?
Oh, nothing. I'll do it for free.
I would love to
do it for free.
Slippery slope.
Hey, kid. Yeah, it's crappy out. I haven't wanted to do any physical work outside, so I figured I'd send this in. I've been stewing on it for the last 2 hours. Water glass eggs are not pickled eggs. You just use pickling lime salt as a preservation for like 18 months up to. But you are correct. You have to use unwashed farm-raised eggs, not store-bought. They'll rot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I was growing up and I used to go to a bar room like yours and mine too in Hudson, they would call them the pickled eggs, and they were available for purchase right behind the bar. And so they called them the pickled eggs. I don't know what they're that guy's been arguing about it all morning on the text line. So I don't know.
Told you,
seems
my mother
like you were lied to.
My mother-in-law used to eat them. You can buy them in the grocery store.
Yep.
Like, we need to save that Twins donut sign. I mean, it's been an icon in this community for years. I used to get up on Saturdays after partying all night wicked hard and get my quadruple bacon deep fried Twinkie sandwich and my coffee with 16 creams and 75 sugars. I mean, I'm really going to miss it as I rip down my Parliament lights.
That woman was emotional about the closing of Twins Donuts.
Yo, I love Hill Notes.
But she's going to miss, I mean, you go to the same place for coffee for 30 years, you miss the place.
Oh, that was a woman?
There was a woman in the original audio.
Oh, I thought it was a guy in the original audio.
No, that was
the one who was a musician.
Wasn't that a woman?
Well, we have no idea, but I thought it was a woman.
I thought it was.
No.
I don't know, Shime, do you have the original?
I thought that was like, because didn't he say he was in a band?
I plead the fifth. He's I have
like,
no
yeah.
opinion on
He's
this.
Like, yeah, I left when we used to play music, him and his van.
Go ahead.
We're all musicians, and we're often finding ourselves hungover on a Sunday morning after a show. And the only thing I really want after a show is a double bacon, egg and cheese on a croissant from Twin Donuts, and an iced coffee with too much sugar.
Huh. Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I have no idea.
Stock sucks.
Yeah.
Good morning, America. What a weekend. What a beautiful weekend. Spring is in the air, and love is also in the air. This weekend, my beautiful daughter-in-law entered into a union of love. That's what I call it, a union of love, with Tiger Woods, one of the greatest golfers of all time. Some say he's the greatest. I don't know about that.
It's so good.
That is good. A great job.
Did you see Trump lying about winning the club championship at Mar-a-Lago?
I think he actually does win it.
Oh my God, you are such a rube.
I watched his video with Bryson. The way he putts, ain't no way he's winning anything.
No.
I mean, sometimes it's the old guys who just, they stripe it down the middle like a buck 75, knock it onto the green, two-putt it for a par, and they're better than you think. Like, that way of playing golf.
Right.
Is
but the... what's the psychology of you're the leader of the free world, you're the president of the United States, and you still need to say you won your club golf championship?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. All right. Well, what?
Before we take a break, can I just say one thing? Because I have an update for Curtis on a Pudge's pal. Oh, Jack great. Jolly,
yeah,
who is, now lives in Methuen and is named Banner, was playing in the snow this morning. His new owner sent me a video. Oh. So if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, you can see Jack Jolly has found his forever home.
All right. That's awesome.
Yep.
Right.
Very happy for him.
And Pudge loved the snow. So living through the great Banner in north of Boston.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.